You're listening to Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Coming up, an Oneida County official allegedly used public equipment and prison labor for a project on his private land. We'll find out more about what a recent investigation found during our state news roundup. Now, Governor Tony Evers announced yesterday that his administration will be writing up new proposals. They aim to put stronger limits on the runoff from farm fields in order to protect groundwater. Evers has declared 2019 as the year of clean drinking water. Also yesterday, the state's Geological Survey released new results showing that contamination is still a problem for some people using private wells in southwestern Wisconsin's Grant, Iowa, and Lafayette counties. That's part of an ongoing study of the area's water quality. Ken Bradbury is the director of the Wisconsin Geological and Natural History Survey. He joins us in the studio. Ken, thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
Water quality is getting a lot of political and public attention recently. Yesterday, as we said, Governor Evers said he'll be proposing new limits on farm runoff, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is head of a water quality task force. Why do you think this is such a front and center issue for so many people right now?
Well, water is about the most valuable thing we have in Wisconsin. It's what we call the buried treasure, and it's something that everybody uses and everybody needs, and it's something that's pretty hard to be against. So water quality is a good play to unite people, and we do have problems, particularly with groundwater quality, and many, many people across the state are using groundwater for drinking. So it's a cause that unites people.
Let's talk a little bit about definitions. What do we mean specifically when we say groundwater?
Groundwater is water that's stored and transported in rocks and soil and cracks and fractures and pores in the rocks below our feet. And most people in Wisconsin, unless you live in Milwaukee or Green Bay or along Lake Michigan, are using groundwater for just about everything.
So this is not water that we're seeing on a daily basis. This is water underneath.
It's water underground, but we do see some of it because it's coming out and providing base flow to our lakes and streams and springs. So that you do, when you see a stream like Black Earth Creek flowing in the summer, that's because of groundwater flowing into it. But you're right, most of the groundwater is invisible to us.
Yesterday, as we said, the Wisconsin Geological Survey put out a new finding as part of an ongoing study in southwest Wisconsin. And out of the 35 private wells that you tested, 32 contained fecal contamination. That, to me, as a layperson, sounds pretty alarming. What does that result mean to you?
Well, I wanted to give you some context for that, because even on the earlier reports on public radio, had that a little bit confusing. The 30 wells that were sampled were wells that we already knew to be contaminated. We had done a sampling of over 800 wells prior. To look at whether they had any bacteria at all or high nitrate. We then picked these 32 wells for to resample to actually determine the source of the bacteria.
So you already knew that those
wells knew they would be contaminated. So the whole point of this was source tracking to see whether that contamination was from people or from animals, from cows or pigs or people.
And what did you find?
Well, interestingly enough, the majority were from people, from human pathogens. Maybe a little surprising, but not completely surprising, because this is the first of three rounds of sampling. This was early in the year before there's been a lot of fertilizer spread and a lot of manure put on fields. So it may have been dominated by a human septic waste. A similar study in Kewaunee County found the same thing, that earlier in the year samples were more human and later in the year were more agriculture. So we'll have to see what we get from future samplings there.
And I remember reading that it can depend on the time of year. What is it about those different seasons that could make one type of contamination more likely than the other?
Well, of course, we get groundwater recharge or groundwater entering the system at different times of the year. So that's a change that happens seasonally. But then you have to think how farmers are disposing of manure and when they fertilize their fields. Certain period when they're doing that, they don't do it much in the winter. But our human septic tanks are going all the time, of course. So there's kind of a background, we think, of human waste, and then the ag waste may be more episodic after different farming practices are happening seasonally.
We're talking with Ken Bradbury right now. He's the director of the Wisconsin Geological and Natural History Survey. And we're talking about the geology of Wisconsin's groundwater after new research showed that some residents of southwestern Wisconsin are still dealing with contaminated wells. And let's talk about that geology of Wisconsin and where our water comes from. How does the makeup of our bedrock and water tables vary from region to region in Wisconsin?
Well, as a geologist, Wisconsin is a pretty fascinating place because we have all kinds of rock here. We have some of the oldest rock in the world and some of the youngest glacial deposits, so it's really interesting. But to get to your question, the study we're doing now is in southwest Wisconsin, Iowa, Grant, and Lafayette counties. The geology there is mostly rock called dolomite, or some people would call it limestone, and there's some sandstone in there, but it's a package of a number of different rock formations, many of which are dolomite or limestone. And these rocks are fractured. They have some cavities or even caves in them, and in particularly in the upland ridges, there's very little soil, so they're quite vulnerable to anything moving downward from the surface. Doesn't get much filtration from the soil in certain places. Other parts of Wisconsin have much, like here in Dane County, there's actually, for most of the county, thicker soil. Go to central Wisconsin, we have sandy soil, which is still a vulnerable place, but a different kind of geology.
Let's talk about the agricultural runoff, because I think it could seem like, well, if you put it on in the right, the right proportions at the right time of year, this shouldn't be happening. But is there any way to completely, first of all, avoid agricultural runoff?
Well, we're talking about two things here. Runoff is water that runs over the surface and gets into streams and lakes. And then what we've been talking about up to now is water that seeps into the ground and becomes groundwater. So there are two different pathways. Both of those can be improved by best management practices like, certain kinds of tillage and planting cover crops and things like that, not over-applying. But, when we add things to the landscape, we're always going to get some residual. That's something we've found out again and again when we study these things, that there's really not a no-impact scenario. But to controlling this, the first thing we have to do is best management and making sure farm practices are as good as they could be. And many Wisconsin farmers are working hard to do that. We know that.
What about the issue of flooding? It certainly seems that in recent years, we have seen more and more consistent flooding in Wisconsin. Is that also an issue when the amounts of water are so increased and in such a short amount of time? Does that affect our groundwater?
Well, absolutely. It can affect it in a couple of ways. First of all, when we have a catastrophic flood, and it overtops people's wells sometimes. So if the floodwater can go over the top of the well, then that contaminated floodwater, and it's often almost always contaminated, can drain down into the well. And that is a very serious situation, and those wells shouldn't be used until they've been disinfected. Beyond that, other floods, with climate change, we're getting a lot more intense rainfalls, as we have seen this spring and summer. And that can cause more runoff. It can also drive groundwater farther into the, recharge down faster. On the other hand, it's replenishing groundwater levels. So, it's a good thing in some ways, but a bad thing in other ways.
What should people who rely on well water, private wells, know about making sure that their groundwater is healthy and their drinking water is safe?
Well, one thing that I like to make sure the private well owners understand is that they are in charge of their own water. And, there's no public water utility that's going to come and sample it for them or anything like that. Sometimes a study like we've been doing, they will get sampled for free. But other than that, and the majority of people we recommend sample their water at least once a year for nitrate and bacteria in particular. So that they know what their own water quality is like, because otherwise no one else is paying attention. And then they need to maintain their well. It's surprising to me that, a private well is perhaps the most important appliance or a piece of equipment in your whole property, and yet it's the thing people know least about. And so you need to understand where your well is, how it looks, how it's capped, that you don't drive your car into it or pile garbage on top of it and that sort of thing. So a little knowledge and education goes a long way.
And before we let you go, Ken, you've been looking at the southwestern part of Wisconsin. Are you going to continue focusing your research there, or will you be looking at other areas of the state
as well? Right now, we have a major project in Southwest, but we have our survey has we have geological and groundwater projects across the state, and so we've been working in eastern Wisconsin, the Door County and so forth, and in the Central Sands as well. So we have quite a few different projects going on. Groundwater is important everywhere.
So you'll be continuing this type of investigations around the state?
You bet, yeah.
Well, we will certainly look forward to updates because, as you said, water is something we all share in. We're all invested in. Ken, thanks so much for joining us today.
Absolutely.
Ken Bradbury is the director of the Wisconsin Geological and Natural History Survey. He was with us to talk about the geology of Wisconsin's groundwater after new research showed that some residents of southwestern Wisconsin are still dealing with contaminated wells. And yesterday, Governor Evers proposed stricter limits on runoff coming from farm fields. You can let us know what you want to see from the government on the issue of water quality. Is this a concern in your area? Do you trust your drinking water? If you have a private well, do you know how to take care of it? What do you see as the causes and possible solutions for water quality problems? You can let us know by sending us an email. That email address is ideas@wpr.org.